on digital and online.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
It's 1 o'clock. Hello, I'm Dawson Adebayo. Welcome to Up All Night on BBC Radio 5 Live. Meanwhile, in Syria, tanks are reported to have moved into the city of Bani Yas, where there have been persistent demonstrations against President Bashar al-Assad's government. Human rights activists say the security forces shot dead three women protesting on the outskirts of the city. Let's hear from the British Arab journalist. When I spoke to him earlier, I asked him just why Bani Yas has become an important city.
Well, it was one of the first cities to rise up against the regime. And one of the reasons that it took a lot of people by surprise is because it's very close to the regime heartland in the Alawi Mountains, just above Bani Yas. And that's where a lot of the top figures in the government and the military come from. So it took people by surprise that Bani Yas rose up so early. But it's interesting because that city is where Abdul Halim Khaddam comes from. And he is the former vice president of Syria. And he defected back in 2005, went to Paris and became an anti-regime spokesperson, predicted the fall of the regime within a year. That was back 6 years ago. It didn't happen. And he was kind of somewhat isolated and just kind of biding his time in London and Paris. So it's interesting that that city rose up because people were speculating that possibly maybe he had something to do with it. Maybe he had his hand in that somehow. Obviously, nothing confirmed, and this is all speculation. But it's interesting that the city that is now almost the second hotspot of this uprising, this nearly 2 month long uprising, is the city that the former vice president turned dissident comes from.
Has this become a national uprising then? Are we seeing the uprising spread to areas where it wasn't seen before?
Well, you know what? We're seeing uprisings in small numbers virtually across the whole country now. There are people protesting even in Damascus and Aleppo, the two biggest cities, which is, we hadn't seen that before in any significant numbers. But there seem to be overall fewer people protesting than there were possibly a week or 2 weeks ago. And that's possibly reflected in the lower death toll. So that's good news that the death toll was lower yesterday than it was last Friday and the Friday before, because, of course, we've seen these weekly Friday uprisings, these protests after the Friday prayers. So, yes, it seems to be spreading geographically, but possibly numerically, maybe the momentum is starting to slow down. Maybe that momentum is starting to slip away from the protesters.
And the government doesn't seem to be easing up its strong response to it. Are you surprised that the demonstrations have as yet not led to President Assad's downfall?
No, I don't think it was ever going to be quick or easy. The president, of course, started off by saying that, you know, the protesters had legitimate demands and that he would respond by reform. It seems that the hardliners in the regime, people close to him but not the president himself, have taken the angle that, no, actually, the way to deal with this is not by reforms and not by appeasing the protesters, but by cracking down militarily. And that's exactly what they've done. They besieged the southern city of Dera. They pulled out yesterday, and it seems that they're doing something similar in Bani Yas at the moment. So it seems that they've taken the view that the hardline approach will work. It didn't, because more protesters came out onto the streets week by week. And what started out as a reform movement turned into calls for the overthrow of the regime. It's important to remember that it didn't start out like that. For the first few weeks, people weren't really vocal about overthrowing the regime. But now people are starting to say that. I'm not really surprised that the regime hasn't fallen yet, because there haven't been any high-level defections. There haven't been any military defections, any diplomatic defections, any political defections yet. So the regime is very strong in itself. It's sticking together. And there seems to be a fair amount of latent support, this kind of silent support across the country among the people who aren't out protesting. People still do support the president himself, if not the rest of the regime. They still believe that he is their only hope for reform and for changing the government. And that's very different to what you saw in Egypt or Tunisia, where people came out against the president very, very early on. They hated the president for many years, and this was their opportunity to overthrow him. That doesn't seem to be the case in Syria. And I think there are a few interesting reasons for that, but I think the most important one is that